Hi, welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Snap circuits!
And Danielle.
What?
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we select a topic to discuss. The topic will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. So let's reach into the jar and pull out a topic for this week. Today's topic is... get paid for every minute you drive your car on the freeway, or be able to fast travel like you're in a video game.
Joshua, you have a lot of enthusiasm today. I just want to say
which
that I'm feeling it, and I appreciate you.
Same.
Thank you?
Yeah.
Chris, what did you say when I introduced you?
Oh, snap circuits.
What is that?
It's a thing I bought my niece for Christmas, and I haven't wrapped it yet. It was just sitting here, and I just think it's funny. It's like
How old is this niece?
Four.
Okay.
Is this like a educational toy type thing?
Yes, because I'm the best
uncle. Is it computer programming related?
No. It is over 200 exciting projects, including 20-plus build-and-play games that teaches you about electricity.
I could use that right now.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm fucking trying to burn down my house right now.
Can I just tell you, Joshua has been in... he's been on vacation for a few days, and I'm officially on vacation now after having gone to work today. And all week long, I just keep getting these text messages about all the holes he's putting in the walls. And he's like, this is crooked. We'll fix it when you get home. And then 30 minutes later, I'm fixing it. 30 minutes later, it's still crooked.
Is this the replacing of the light switches or the outlets?
Yes. Have you done yours yet, Chris?
No. I'm waiting until next week.
So, we'll get to the episode in a sec. I'll just say really quickly, the problem we had with ours is that the outlet I was replacing was in a non-standard size work box.
Oh.
And so I had to cut all this shit out so I could take it out and put a new one in.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
So I'm staring at this place in the wall where the drywall has been removed. There's an outlet just floating in the middle, and then it's popping through the lathe. It's good stuff.
Anyhow,
Chris, this gift that I got my niece, it was voted the best toy for kids for 2015.
Dude, how much money are they sliding in your pocket?
Oh, snap circuits?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean snap circuits.
This episode's sponsored by snap circuits.
Yeah, no, it's really not, though.
Yeah, it's really not.
Would be great if it was.
But anyway. Yeah.
I had to drop $70 on this thing. Fucking
Jesus
ridiculous.
Christ, that's a lot. Good thing you only have two nieces.
Yeah.
Snap Circuit, contact us at @tortpodcast on Twitter.
Yeah, seriously, we'll give a user review for your product while Joshua uses it to learn how to rewire our house.
That's good. That's gonna go well. Yeah.
Okay.
Episode.
Chris, you play video games.
I do. Every once in a while.
You know what fast traveling is.
I do.
Danielle, you do not really play video games. Do you know what fast traveling is?
I know.
It's in the name.
That, you know, Clash of Heroes is the best game ever made. But outside of that, give me some more details.
Okay. In big open world games that are 3D, generally the worlds have gotten to a size where it's cumbersome to walk all the way across the map.
Okay.
I'm glad you differentiated this from the 2D. Big open world games. Anyway, go ahead.
They have made it now. There are 2D open world games.
Okay, fine.
Like the original Legend of Zelda was.
That's fine.
Okay, they have made it now so that if you go to a place once, and usually it's like you activate something there, you can then just press a button and bam, just be teleported there. Instead of having to walk there again.
Okay.
And so, yeah, once you've gone from, say, here to work one time and from work back, now you can just teleport there and back instead of having to drive your car.
Oh, that's kind of fancy.
Yeah.
All
right. But you do have to go there manually one time.
Okay.
Okay, so I have many questions.
Yes?
Joshua.
Yes.
First, so I have to go there first one time. Does this work anywhere that I've ever been?
Yes.
Okay. Second, how much money do I get paid to travel?
Yeah, how much do we get paid?
Every minute you're in your car, you get 50 cents.
This is really, really easy then.
This is super easy. Fast
this
travel.
This is super easy. Fast
every
travel.
Every minute you're in your car, you get $2.
Fast travel.
Really?
Yeah. Here's what I'm thinking.
In a world of time versus money.
Okay. So not only would my commute, like I could literally work from anywhere. Like I could live anywhere and work anywhere as long as I go there once, which would be super cool. So commuting would just not exist. What if I took a tour of a bank and then they showed me inside the vault and then I just went home and then just like, boo, whip, go into the vault, grab, you know, a couple $100, boo, whip, go to Paris, buy a baguette and a beret, come back, boo, whip, go to bed. Like, this would be great.
Can I just say my motivation?
Wait.
What?
You're saying that you need to go to work, but if you just drive your car for 8 hours a day, at $2 a minute, you're making $960 a day.
Yeah, but you know what I was doing while I was making all that money? Driving my car. Like, sitting in my car.
Yeah, that's $1,000 a day.
Okay.
You don't have to do it 5 days a week.
I feel like do people know about this fast travel power that I have that I'm going to have because I've already decided?
No, they don't know about it.
Okay, so I'm just gonna become a delivery man, like the best fucking delivery man. Ooh, I'm gonna run drugs. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be an awesome drug runner. The only rules for drug running that I will have are that I have to go to the place where I deliver the drugs once. Without drugs, and then come back, and then as many kilos of whatever you want are delivered for you at a discount, like, totally fine. I'm going to make gazillions, and I'm never going to get caught. This is just a no-brainer.
Danielle, is this still a no-brainer for you?
Okay, so this is so funny because my motivation and Chris's motivations are completely opposite. I'm like, oh, dude, all I'd have to do is snap, and I could go visit my mom in Maine.
Nope.
Like, I wouldn't have to pay for a plane ticket. I wouldn't have to deal with all that flying. I could go anywhere I'd ever been. So, like, all of a sudden, I can just, like, oh, I think I'm just going to go to Vegas this weekend. I just show up there.
I want to steal things and run drugs.
That seems dangerous.
Can I take things with me? How many things can I take with me?
Yeah, can you take a person with you?
Ooh.
No, you can't take anything with you.
What about my clothes?
Your clothes go with you and whatever's in your pockets go with you.
So I can't take luggage?
And if you're wearing like a backpack, that counts as clothes.
What if I'm wearing a backpack like that's a huge duffel bag?
How huge?
Like big enough to put a person in.
No.
Can you stand up with it on?
No, he can't. He's weak.
Then no, you can't.
I'm hecka strong. Don't.
The fact that you said hecka is proof enough that
hecka,
you're weak.
Hecka means you're really strong.
Well, I mean, I guess if I can fast travel, it doesn't matter if I can't bring luggage with me because I go see my mom. I don't have to crash at her house. I just come home in one moment and sleep in my own bed.
Or just wait for Macy's to close and then just drop in.
Oh, yeah, just sleep in the mattress section. Yeah, every night I could just be home.
Yeah. Every single night, sleep in your
own
bed.
Even if I'm traveling for work, I can sleep in my own bed.
Shit, you don't even have to get...
Why are you guys both talking about having jobs still? Like, take the other route and you could just be on infinite road trip and getting paid for it.
I'm on an infinite road trip.
Except your infinite road trip then becomes your job. Like, today,
yeah.
I only worked a couple hours because I, for some reason, my job still pays me to do that. And then I came home, like, if I needed money, I would, like, driving around for 8 hours to get money, you're saying I have to have a job. Whereas with the fast traveling, like that eliminates a whole lot of expense in my life. Like, a whole lot of expense in my life. Opens up a lot of opportunity. Even if you don't do anything illegal, which I'm going to be hard-pressed not to do stuff illegal. But even if you don't, you're gonna be saving a lot of money and opening up a lot of possibility for a lot of fun and adventure and interesting things, family and friend connection. Every single night, like, you could go visit somebody in Amsterdam and then come home at night, and you don't even have to teleport to, like, your front door. You just teleport into your bed. You're like, oh, I'm out at the bar and I'm drunk in Amsterdam and I'm a little tired. I'm just going to teleport directly underneath the covers and go to sleep.
Maybe. I feel like there is a lot more value to just getting paid to drive around.
Okay, Joshua, tell us yeah. about what you're thinking. Because, like, I'm thinking, like, okay, I was probably driving for about 90 minutes today. So at $2 a minute, that's an extra $180. That's what I do. Typically, I'm in the car, let's say, for between 90 minutes and 2 hours. Let's go on the low end just to be safe. So over the span of a week, I'd make $900 extra. I mean, that's an extra $50,000 a year. You know?
Which is enough to quit your job on.
That's, you know, that's pretty sweet.
$50,000 of tax-free money is enough to quit your job on. And next time you want to go see your mom, drive there. And by the time you get there, you'll have several thousand more dollars.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hmm.
Look at you.
But and while you're driving there, you'll be able to stop and see the sights.
Yeah.
Like we're talking infinite vacation here.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to another country... Well, fine. You just prioritize your road trip first so then you can fly somewhere later. And when you get there, you rent a car and you make some more cash.
I can fly Emirates for like $30,000 and have my own like indoor swimming pool on the plane.
That's gonna get sloshy. Like, things are gonna, that's
I don't
not
know.
Work.
I don't anticipate ever spending that much on an airplane ticket. I've flown first class across the country, but I've never flown first class internationally. But I just imagine that airline is being magical. They're really getting me with their advertising, I guess.
those
you think
sleeper
Emirates?
Bunks?
Yeah, that's what I think.
No,
of.
No, Korea Air is the way to go.
Is it?
Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah, Korea Air is the way to go when it comes to first class.
For sure.
Fair enough.
They have, like, whole little, like, bedrooms and stuff. It's pretty...
Yeah, I thought Emirates
did,
too. Yeah,
like, here's your pod.
Right.
Yeah, I thought they give you, like, a massage, and then they...
You know what would be better than that? Not having to do that and just
because
being
there. Because you can just go to Korea?
Because you could
if
just
you've
like
been there before?
Snap your fingers and I'm getting Korean barbecue. Or I guess I'm just getting barbecue because I'm in Korea.
Except you have to go there manually once.
So? Like, I can
so
afford...
you've got to save the cash for a plane ticket there one time.
Yeah.
Go there.
Yeah.
What if you decide you really just hate the place? You just wasted that money.
I didn't waste
that
money.
The way
like,
it would
I'm not
going to
hate
vacation.
Korea. I mean that you just described every vacation ever. Like, I might hate it, but I'm not gonna hate going to Korea. Like, it's gonna be cool. And with my plan, I'm getting a lot of money.
Well, here's a question though. Okay, so aside from Chris's, you know, proposed illegal activity, so let's say that you teleport into a foreign country. And then you somehow encounter a cop who can see no record of you coming into that country. Like, I feel like that would be a real big problem.
Not really.
But you could just teleport back home immediately.
Yeah.
I guess
like,
they
can't keep you in custody.
You can
and,
just escape. Huh,
and by Josh's rules, they never, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but they never find out that you have this power.
Yeah.
So nobody's like... coming after you. Wasn't this a movie? Isn't this a movie?
Jumper?
Yeah. That was a terrible fucking movie.
I never thought. They don't know that you teleported in, but if you get stopped for something else while you're there, then they're going to obviously check you out.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't
they
know.
Check
I mean,
you
your background,
out.
Not like your sexiness.
They're
I mean, they might check
butt.
That out too.
They're
I
like,
mean, they
look
might
at
check
that
you
ass.
Out. I don't know. Like, if I'm in Korea. And they pull me over, like, as they pull me over, I'm just going to teleport back to my hotel. Done. Hmm. Or another country that I've been to.
Hmm. Okay, Chris.
I'm fucking
what if,
Nightcrawler.
What if I change this a bit?
That's line of sight only, silly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's just line of sight, dude.
Oh.
What if it's not just when you're in your car? What if it's whenever you're... traveling somewhere. So planes, boats, ferries are all included as well.
And you get $2 a mile?
Yeah, $2 a minute.
$2 a minute?
What about not walking? Walking and running don't count.
What about
if you're in a vehicle traveling somewhere? $2 a minute.
What about bicycle?
Yeah.
Stationary?
Does a spinning
class
count?
No, not stationary bike.
All right. I'm all about maximizing.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, does yoga class count? Yeah, that's kind of a... Because I think about, like, if I fly home to visit family, like, it wouldn't cost me any money. I could pretty much travel for free.
Basically.
Here's
the problem. I don't like
I don't know about that. I don't know if $2 a minute would be enough to get you a plane ticket on a... I mean, how long does it take to fly across the country?
If it's... If it's coach, it might do it.
No layovers? It's like 5 hours, 6 hours, isn't it?
Yeah. It might cover coach.
Yeah, that'll be tight. But, I mean, once you get out of the plane and rent your car, like, you'll be covered.
Yeah.
Although you have to pay for the car.
Yeah, they all have unlimited miles. Just take an extra trip somewhere.
I don't know. I mean...
You're getting paid.
Yeah, but You're basically asking me to make a choice between having a job that I'm not going to like doing very much and being able to jump around wherever I want.
Jump up and get down.
I was just thinking when I do it, I want to have that song playing in my headphones.
Where's your mom's? I came to drop bombs.
Bombs.
Okay, Danielle.
Yeah.
Have I slightly swayed you?
I'm just kind of torn because I'm thinking like, but my approach would be completely different than yours because I'd be like, okay, so I'm driving 90 minutes a day to and from work. So that's just extra money that I can put into my IRA.
You would keep your job?
I would absolutely keep my job. And then I could actually have like a really comfortable retirement.
Shit. I'd just become an Uber driver. I mean,
I guess, yeah, I mean, I guess that would be an option too, be like a taxi driver or something like that. I like my job. It'd be nice to get an extra couple $100 a day just for driving there.
Can I, do I have to be moving if I'm in my car?
I would
assume not. No, I mean, you're going
otherwise,
somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, stop and go traffic and you wouldn't, I mean.
No, you don't have to be moving.
If it takes you an hour to go 15 miles, then.
But what if I'm sitting in my garage?
You're not going somewhere then.
Yeah, you have to be traveling.
Maybe I like this idea of like, oh man,
I really want a soda. I'm gonna drive to the 7-Eleven. By the time I get there, I'll have like six extra bucks. Buy what I need there and drive home.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems a lot easier to just go rob a bank.
Yeah, I'm like, no. I just want to take advantage of this free money. I like the idea of just like. Keeping my life as it is currently, just getting a lot more money.
Okay, how are you robbing this? Let me clarify, Chris.
Yeah.
The places you can teleport are places you have literally stood before. So it's not any place in the bank.
Sure.
Yeah, he said he took the
tour. If you've never walked into the vault, you can't get into the vault.
I take a tour, and
I don't know
they show me the vault.
Does this happen? Are there bank tours?
I don't think there are.
Well, of course I'm making
shit up. I mean, there's probably tours of the Federal Reserve. I don't know if they'll take you into a vault, but...
Regardless, I mean, I'm sure I can find a place where they'll let me stand next to something of value that I could come back later and take for money. Like, maybe it's not a bank. I just...
He's gonna be like...
Not,
teleporting to Nordstrom, stealing Chanel bags and trying to fence them.
It just does not. It does not stretch, my imagination too much to think that like I would be able to steal a whole lot of money and stuff from other people. Ooh, I could steal art from museums. That'd be cool.
And then what? How do you
How
fence
are you gonna
it?
Fence
oh
it?
No, I'm not fencing it. It'd just go up on my walls. Ooh, I could amass. Okay, here's my plan. I'm gonna amass.
Oh God!
Okay,
you guys
Joshua,
ready for my plan? I'm gonna amass.
Listening to Chris's dumb plan, I'm taking your side.
Thank you.
I'm gonna amass a mass amount of wealth, right, from all of my drug
exploits.
Running and stealing.
Are you
shenanigans.
Gonna Scrooge McDuck this?
And then I'm gonna hire a bunch of contractors. To build me an underground bunker
with no doors
and then seal me in it. And then only I can get in and out of my super secret underground bunker. And nobody else knows it's there except the contractors, which I'll probably, I don't know, have killed with my, like, massive amounts of money. Plan.
I do sort genius. Of like that plan, except I would be scared that one day the power would just disappear.
Then you just, yeah. like,
I would be paranoid.
Then you just, like, teleport out and
the power,
fix the
not
power.
Like the electricity. The power to transport.
Yes.
Oh. Well, you didn't say it could go away.
Well, I'm not saying it will, but I'm saying I would be paranoid and worried it would.
Nope. Teleport.
Okay. Danielle, where are you going?
Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking about my lifestyle. Like, I'm certainly not going to use any sort of power to commit felonies. That's not my word. When I can make $2 a minute just driving. So
not just driving,
but yeah,
also
but traveling, you know, I mean, I travel for work. It'd be nice to have a little extra spending money when I get there. It'd certainly make vacation a lot less painful and visiting family a lot less painful. And it would just be extra money. I like the idea of just getting it. It'd just be like, do you want your life with extra money? Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you. I mean, I wouldn't even change what I was doing necessarily. I mean, I guess if I had, I would consider like, oh, do I want to drive? But I mean, there's some shit where it's just not worth the money. And I don't think I could drive around all day. But it'd be cool for road trips. So, yeah. Give me that fat cash.
Oh, you know what I didn't even think of?
What?
Train trips. Even when you're sleeping, you're traveling.
Yeah. But who wants to take the train? I mean,
yeah, well,
ooh, unless
I it's
love
like
the train.
Shinkansen.
Okay, well, I am glad that you agreed with me, Danielle, and screw you, Chris. I still don't understand why you're keeping your job, Danielle, but whatever.
Yeah.
Because I need a purpose. You
also,
know?
I'm going to allow it because I'm not the commissioner. I can't do anything about it, but I really feel like Josh came into this with a...
An agenda?
An agenda.
Preconceived notions.
And
yeah.
then
hell
changed
yeah,
the rules until he convinced somebody to be on his side. I'm just going to throw that out there. Seems like maybe the commissioner wasn't super impartial on this episode.
Nope, not at all.
Not at all.
There you go.
Thanks all for right. listening to another episode of This or That. This week, we discuss getting paid to travel or magically traveling for free. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com or tweet us at trtpodcast. You can even drop by our Facebook page and say hi. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and tell them to tell their friends and tell them to tell their friends' friends. And do us a favor and rate us on iTunes or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.